It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M. It is 10 past 8.
Now, it's a big weekend on the border. You already mentioned that we're doing the Dragon Boat Regatta on Sunday. But yes. On Saturday, a friend of ours is undertaking a monumental feat. Well, for us it is. For her, it's just one of the things that she does. Jo Hamilton Vale is an endurance stand-up paddleboarder and champion paddleboarder who now lives on the border. Originally from Scotland, Jo, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a bit tired, but I'm good.
Tired?
That's because Jo and I were partying yesterday at the races. Partying on the water, mind you. We both kept it
clean. We did. We were clean.
Are you going to be okay for tomorrow, though? You just need a big sleep tonight.
Yeah, I need a big sleep tonight, but I've got loads to do before that, so.
Okay, because 24 hours you're going to be stand-up paddleboarding on the weir.
Yeah, 24 hours continuously. I won't take my feet off the board in that 24 hours, or leave the water in that 24 hours.
Now, during that 24 hours, can you nap?
No.
So no napping, no nothing.
No, I've tried napping, which I didn't expect to do, on a board once in the Yukon. The water was 3 degrees and I grounded the board and fell in the water.
Oh, God.
So there's no napping in the board.
No, okay. Got to keep alert at all times. Obviously a bit of a challenge, but you're doing it for a fantastic cause. Now, you set out originally to raise $6,000 so that you could give 6 families on the border who are living with cancer, who have a family member with a... basically life-threatening cancer, who you want them to create a memory with their family. So $1,000 to each family. Have you made your $6,000?
Yeah, I have. I've actually gone over the $6,000. We haven't got to the $7,000, but I did say when I started that every single cent would go to a charity, that we would cover all our own running costs. So we have got extra, so it will be spread out amongst other charities and we'll put on the Facebook page what we've given every cent to.
And stand up to cancer.
Cancer Australia.
Yeah. Now, whereabouts are you starting from?
I'm starting from Ebden Reserve on Lake Hume and start at exactly 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and then take my feet off the board at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Wow. That's just, it's hard. It's hard to really.
It is really hard to comprehend, isn't it? Now, apart from the staying awake part, which I reckon for me almost would be the hardest, what about things like muscle cramping and your feet getting sore and all that sort of stuff? How do you cope with that?
Feet getting sore is like awful. But you just balance in different parts of your feet.
Yeah.
So you get through it. Eventually, you don't really feel your feet. So actually, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
When you lose all feeling in your feet. Cramping, I'm really good with my nutrition. So I know what to put in my nutrition. I know how much salt I need to put in.
Yeah.
Depending on the heat, which will do the cramps. I know to put bicarbonate of soda in my fluid, which will stop the lactic acid building in my muscles.
Be shocking. So, I don't want to lower the tone, but I know that I'm thinking about it, and maybe some other people.
We've already asked, haven't we? Have we not asked the question?
I've forgotten what exactly happens vis-a-vis nature
just
taking its course.
You just pee.
You just go.
Gotcha. I've got it down to a fine art, actually. I can race and pee at the same time. You
Serious?
Don't lose any speed.
That's amazing.
It'll almost be a bit of a relief, like a little power boost.
The difficult bit's when I only go out for like an hour's training paddle with like Pete, and I think I need to pee and think I can just go, and he has to occasionally say, hey, we're only out for an hour.
It's all right.
You don't need to do it right now.
Yeah.
All right, so 10 o'clock, and you mentioned Pete there, your hubby, Pete Vale, who's the BJR team manager. He'll be your team manager.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just the muscle. So I'm brute force and ignorance for 24 hours, and he's the one that'll absolutely keep on top of me. He'll monitor my heart rate. He'll monitor the heat. He'll get me into warm clothes before I need to get into warm clothes. So he's actually the guy that gets me through the event.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like I can't wait to come out and see you and watch how it sort of unfolds for as much of it as I can. I can't promise I'll be there through the night, only because we've got to get up and dragon boat in the morning. But having said that, yeah, anybody else that wants to come out, obviously you're welcoming any spectators. But also you've got some friends who are also stand-up paddleboarders who are going to have other paddleboards down there for people to have a go.
So we'll have a bunch of paddles and paddleboards and buoyancies and everything there. We've got 2 instructors that have flown in from the UK. So they're going to teach you to paddle, and in the hope that we can actually teach you and paddle quick enough that you can get on the water and do a lap with me.
There you go.
So We will have. It is a community event. We want to introduce stand-up paddling to the border. We want to find the Olympic champion for 2024 on the border.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's very cool. All right, 10 a.m. I'll be there. Definitely can't wait to see you off. And again, for those wondering where you're going to be stationed, you'll be at
Ebden Reserve.
Lovely.
All right. We'll see you at Ebden Reserve 10 a.m. tomorrow. Good luck, but you don't need it. You've got this obviously completely covered, Joe.
I feel pretty positive about it.
Good.
Great. Awesome. Joanne Hamilton Vale, one of the world's best stand-up paddleboarders. And get involved tomorrow through into Sunday and maybe learn a great new skill as well, stand-up paddleboarding. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Lou and Matt's Triple M.